Scott Reinhard, The Patterson Heights Incline. When we think of inclines in western Pennsylvania, we generally think of the two remaining operating inclines in Pittsburgh. But do you realize that at one time there was an incline in Beaver Falls? This was the Patterson Heights Incline, or it was called the Patterson Heights Street Railway. The incline was built by John Reeves, an early resident and well-known banker. Excuse me. The incline was capitalized for $6,000 in 1895. The street railway length is only approximately 3/8 of a mile long. Starting at the bottom terminal, which was located at the foot of Bridge Street in Beaver Falls, it proceeded west to the bottom of Ross Hill. At that point, it crossed Bridge Street and proceeded west between Ross Hill and now abandoned Patterson Heights or Country Club Hill for a distance of only about 1/8 of a mile to a position facing up the hill.
Danielle Lang, November 14, 1859, Curlsville, Pennsylvania. Mary May Luke to Philip W. Pringle. Dear Philip, it is with pleasure that I take up my pen this evening to answer your kind letter, which I received on the 10th and learned from its contents that you are well. I am getting along well at the present time, and I hope these few lines will find you in the same state of health. Oh, Philip, nothing can tell you how much I think of you. You are never out of my mind 10 minutes through the day nor night, only when I am sleeping. But if you knew how I love you, oh, that I had the privilege of leaning my head on your dear arms once more, it would be my heart's delight. I cannot write as I would like to, but if my heart could speak or write, I think this would be a much better letter. I dreamed of you last night. I am truly yours, Mary M. Luke.
Troy Baumgartner. In 1953, Dwight D. Eisenhower, President of the United States, stood before the United Nations General Assembly and proposed a future in which nuclear technology would be spoken of fondly rather than fearfully. Against the backdrop of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the nuclear proliferation, Eisenhower declared that this greatest of destructive forces could be developed into the greatest constructive force for all mankind. This speech marked the beginning of Eisenhower's Atoms to Peace initiative, which included a call for global powers to stockpile uranium for power generation purposes rather than for weaponization. As a direct outcome of this speech, the Atomic Energy Commission called for bids from private enterprises to build an automatic power station in the U.S. The winning bid came from the Duquesne Light Company in western PA, and construction began on the shipping port atomic power station.